CJW, KN4VW,
KN4VWA, W4DJW. Are you making progress? I'm making progress, but it's like I take two steps forward and one step back. I'm not 100% there yet on my very first Ardu plane airplane.
Well, I have been doing all kinds of good stuff this morning. You know, Thursdays is the day my modeling group meets. And by tomorrow morning, I'll have either one or two Bloody Wonders ready to fly. And if you want to paint a Bloody Wonder, buddy, I got a method to paint your Bloody Wonder any color you want.
With non-water-based paint. Hang on just a minute. Maggie's... I've been outside getting up leaves, and Maggie's whining at me. I've got to solve her problem, or she will not let up. Give me just a minute or two. W4DJW. Okay, I'm back. That didn't work. Giving her treats not working. She missed going out to the mailbox because I was getting up leaves and I got mail while I was out there. And she knows she missed it, so she's giving me a hard time. You still there?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Hey, listen. Cats are just like people. They get into a routine. And hey, she wanted her treat after going to the mailbox. Well, you left the mailbox out, Dave. You can't do that.
I know. I'll take her out. She gets to go out about 4 or 5 times a day now that I'm not working. It used to be once a day to the mailbox, and maybe at the end of the day after work.
Pitch RC2 is not neutral.
You hear that? That's. I keep running into these pre-arm things, conditions with airplanes that you don't have with a multirotor. And so I'm learning. But anyway, tell me about the painting.
Pre-arm. Pitch.
It is a brand of model paint. I kept looking at it saying, this should work. This should work. It is an acrylic water base, true. However, you cut it with denatured alcohol, which is virtually 100% alcohol, and you use it in an airbrush, not in a heavy application. And the way the alcohol flashes the water off, hey man, I painted, you know that one that I augured in? I painted the wing on it, and I painted a sample piece of the newest flight test that has the brown craft on it. And, hey, it's fine. Nothing lifted. The paper didn't even fuzz.
Okay, I did that with that paint that comes from Lowe's. That's Crayol, or whatever that is. And the first day it looked good. The next day I came back to it afterwards, and it was dry. You could touch it with your hand. It looked nice and smooth and said, hey, here's a way to do this. Next day I came up back to the scrap of wood and it looked like a cornflake. It shriveled like a cornflake.
Information. Now, what I'll do is I'll give it 48 hours, and Saturday I'll know whether this is, what you're talking about is the actual paper base lifting. And the actual paper pulp separating and lifting and crinkling up. I am familiar with that. So, I don't know. I've just got a good feeling about this. So, I'm not going to paint my sop with green just yet. I'm going to wait a little while. But it looks good.
Well, if it works for you, then I might get you to do one of mine. Because the little stripes on that one wing help, but it's not the solution. you need more contrast than that. Like one of my really, really fast planes, I put checkerboard red and white on the bottom and put all red on the top. And you can tell that. You can tell which side's up in a heartbeat. But you have to because you're going so fast. You mess up with it, it's all over with. Anyway, I'm getting close to this one being ready to do an autonomic flight. But I'm using the 915 megahertz radios, which means they can't send out. I mean, that means the copter can't pick up their message numbers, like the 330 versus the 331, and follow him because they're on two different frequencies. So it's not going to get them. It's not going to get the other ones. But I did that for a reason. That's because I have the 915s, and because I want to really master this before I get into something that complicated, and I won't be tempted if I just can't do it. W4DJW.
Yay. Yeah, now, well, you know, hey, you got the rest of the day and all day tomorrow, because we're not going to get to go tomorrow, that's for sure. Yeah, man. Well, in the meantime, I am really hoping to have that Sopwith finished, the little biplane, and, you know, there's a chance I may have that Bloody Wonder ready to fly. I'm trying to remember which one of those radios. Well, no, I'm not going to do that. I got my receivers in, so I'm just going to put new receivers in both of them.
Your new receivers? One in the Bloody Wonder and one in the Sopwith?
Yes, sir. I actually thought about putting one over in the Cadet, but if I can get in there, program it, make it do what I want it to do first out, then, listen, I'm going to pull that, Futaba out of the Cadet and go all the way, and I'll have every one of my planes except the UMXs on free sky.
That's a good practice. That's the same thing I'm doing, one at a time. I'm not taking anything out to the field that's not on it. That way, if I want to fly it and it's not on free sky, then I'm forced to switch it over or suffer, one or the other. I'm not taking any more than one transmitter out to the field at a time anymore. I'm not charging any more than one transmitter anymore.
Now, with that 3,000 mAh battery in that transmitter, that thing ought to be able to work and fly for at least 10 hours, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and you're lucky with yours because they've got some that you can get from their Lumineer. They're at Get FPV. They're made for that transmitter. You get a couple of those and charge them, you could fly for 3 days. Just have a couple of spares of those. And I am going to have to use my X9 again. I am going to take more than one out. When I put the repeater in the sky and I let it loiter for 4 hours, it can't be attached to the other radio. I got to detach it. So I am going to have, well, you can fly, just so you know, you can fly without a transmitter at all. You can fly off a Mablink with those telemetry radios. You do auto takeoff and auto landing. You get all that worked out with a radio, and then you take the radio away, and then you just, if you fly known missions over and over again, you just fly those same missions over and over again, and you don't need a radio.
Put it into a loop. How about that? Well, so which 9 do you have? Is it a pre-19 or a post-19?
No, it's not like yours. It's the predecessor to yours. It doesn't have all the whistles and bells that yours has, but it's got a lot of them. I mean, it's the foundation yours was built off of.
Okay. All right. Well, good enough. Well, in the meantime, I'm going into the hardware store here in Inman, and I'm going to buy some more hot glue sticks. I ran out. That, and I got to get some really tiny nuts and bolts for mounting the motor mounts.
Okay, well, I'm going to figure out RC2 pitch, dead zone, and trim, and figure out why it won't arm. It won't arm because RC2 pitch is out of tolerance. That's cool. This is good stuff. I am having a blast. This is tons better than working for a living. K4VWA, W4DJW Clear.